Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
Hey guys, what's going on? You are listening to yet another edition of Twig DVD Commentaries, YouTube edition. But this movie you actually might be able to find on VHS or Blu-ray. Or not Blu-ray, rather DVD.
I wish this was on Blu-ray. It might be on DVD. I'm not even sure anymore.
I mean, the first time I saw an advertisement for this movie was actually on a really bad VHS movie, though I wish I could remember what, for the bloody life of me.
Well, it was I think it was a TNT movie, and then Alliance put it together.
That's probably Alliance, Atlantis.
It would have aired probably on like City TV or something up here.
Or something like that. Anyway, I'm Mike the Birdman Dodd, for those of you that don't know. I'm joined with...
Alex, his movie-watching brother.
That's right. So we are checking out something rather special today. Like I said, you might have this movie kicking around, but as always, we try and put a link to it if it's been abandoned on YouTube or other sites. Though, as always, we do...
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Not condone piracy, but hey, if you want to watch it with us, that's one possible way for you to do it. So we're taking a look at Shadow Warriors, Assault on Devil's Island. Also just known as Shadow Warriors, if you can happen to find this. Now, this is a movie that came out back in 1997. This is when Hulk Hogan was at the, I wouldn't say the height of his career,
the
but
height of
his movie career.
It was the height of his comeback, I guess.
Yeah, because this is when he was NWO Hogan.
Hollywood Hogan, brother.
Like, he was in it with, like, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, and they were doing the whole NWO thing.
The Macho Man.
And all that stuff. So, this movie, for those of you that don't know, stars Hulk Hogan, Carl Weathers, Shannon Tweed, and...
Shannon Tweed, the queen of softcore porn in the 90s.
And also Trevor Goddard, and that's a name you probably don't recognize, but if you're a Mortal Kombat fan, that's fucking Kano from the first Mortal Kombat movie. So there's a little bit of trivia there for you, in case you didn't know. So we are watching this movie for, I think this is a VHS rip we're watching it on.
It's either VHS or it was taped from TV. It's whatever is available right now, because this is long abandoned. Yeah. I don't think it's been in reruns in probably 10 years or more.
So that's why we're hoping you guys can follow along with us, watch it with us here, because this movie looks wonderfully stupid. If you look up the trailer on YouTube, that's how I first remember seeing this. Like I said, it was either a trailer on YouTube or it was a trailer to some really... I want to say this was on some Van Damme movie I watched.
You know what? Well, it would have been something from Turner. So it would have been a Warner Brothers title, right?
Probably.
Or it could have been Alliance Atlantis. So it could have been like an Alliance... It could have been like Cube or any of the Canadian horror films.
Just because I remember they hired the Epic Voice trailer guy. And he's like... Terry Hulk Hogan, Shannon Tweed, an assassin who's always dressed to kill, and Carl Weathers.
Like, she's really known for two things. One, I guess finally marrying Gene Simmons, and two, she was like the queen of those, I guess they used to call them like...
Baby Blue?
No, it wasn't Baby Blue. Baby Blue had like a little more porn than that. It was like, and occasionally they put real porn on, but it was like those erotic thrillers, that genre from the late 80s, early 90s, where it was like, here is...
some boob and a little bit of down below the belt.
Yeah, like it'd be like, here we can see a naked silhouette, or we'd see a naked lady for a second. No naked dudes ever, except for a butt. Yeah. And it would just be lots of boobs out, but it would be your standard murder mystery fare or action movie. It just happened to have boobs. So she was like the queen of the 90s.
Yeah, like I remember her mostly for like being famous. I've actually never seen this movie before.
Neither have I. I've heard, I remember seeing Hogan's long fake hair from a trailer or something at one point. But yeah, it's like basically you've got Hulk Hogan, so the biggest wrestler at the time in the world, probably.
Yeah, and this is before like The Rock and Triple H and all them hit it big.
Yeah, Carl, this is right around when it's happening. So you got Carl Weathers, who everybody knows from
Predator.
Rocky, Predator, or what was it, Street Justice, the TV show that was on around that time. And then you've got Shannon Tweed, who is like one of the two 90s B-movie queens, her and Julie Strain.
Yeah. So we're going to watch this with you. So we're watching this on our VLC copy of this. So we're going to hit play right now. You should see Burke Schwartz and Bonan production up on your screen. I'm not sure how many seconds we're in right now, so it is what it is.
Your drums, there's a red sort of lake. You got Hogan
posing and doing posing like a with kata his, or something.
Oh, God, that
with
wig.
With a really bad-looking tattoo.
And that wig. Let's see, is he on the juice? Is he on the roids here? Not as in the 80s, he was roided the fuck up. Now he looks at least human.
Terry Hulk Hogan is like, the perfect weapon.
Remember when they did it with The Rock, where it was the first few movies, it was The Rock. Then it was Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
And then it was Dwayne Johnson, or WWE's The Rock.
Yeah.
And now it's just Dwayne Johnson. But I guess they tried doing that with Hogan, and this just never stuck.
Well, yeah, because he'll always be Hulk Hogan. He's never going to escape that. Now, the version we're watching is calling Assault on Devil's Island, which, if this does not seem like the prototypical 90s action movie / 80s movie you make up in your head, like, this is the shit you would see on those big box VHS movies, or the stuff you'd see on the middle of TNT in the afternoon on, like, a Saturday or something.
I am pretty sure this was a TNT WCW-produced movie.
What the fuck? You know what would be funny to talk to Hulk Hogan today? Like, so, can you still throw a knife?
You think he actually threw that?
Maybe one.
This movie is entirely close-up. You know what?
I feel like the fucking Lost Boys should be here chanting Rufio at him.
True. But it's funny, because every time I see him, and I'll say it the last time we did one of these with him, he looks like he's having fun in every movie he does.
Oh, God, yeah.
So he look. Oh, it's got that classic 90s text crawl.
Operation Longbow. With those big Hercules crap. Oh, Carl Weathers. You're not Carl Weathers.
Are they going to do the son of a bitch thing where he grabs his arm? Like,
oh, God,
Predator?
I hope so. You know what would make this movie better?
Wait,
Michael Biehn.
Martin Cove's in this?
Yep.
Martin Cove, if I remember correctly, that's the bad guy from Cobra Kai in the
new series?
No, in the original.
Oh.
You know, the...
Billy Blanks is in this!
The sweep the leg guy. And I think if that is the guy I'm thinking of, he is... Oh, Billy Drago. He was the bad guy in The Untouchables. And in Briscoe County Jr.
Was Hulk Hogan in The Expendables?
No, he was third or fourth, or maybe the fourth film. I know he's been contacted to be in one of them.
Because all I remember from The Expendables is fucking Sly Stallone holding one of those huge auto shotguns and just demolishing someone, turning them into basically paste.
That was Terry Crews.
I need to watch those movies again. It's been a really long time. Carl Weathers! But seriously, this movie needs, like, Michael Biehn to be complete, or Mario Van Peebles.
Yeah, Mario Van Peebles. Solo. God, he was in some pretty cool... two movies, I think, with the Highlander.
Or there was another movie that came out in the 90s. I think it had Tom something. I think the movie was called Sniper.
Tom Berenger.
Yeah.
Tom Berenger. Oh, this is missing. It's the 90s TV crappy movie. this is missing some Billy Zane action.
Yes. I loved him as the Phantom.
I still haven't seen that movie.
I love that movie. It's such a guilty pleasure of mine.
So what are they doing here?
Of course they're like, oh, the mission, you're going back in the jungle. Listen to this fucking exposition.
Weathers is like, what am I doing in this flick?
And I love how the credits roll just like a TV movie, where they take a couple of minutes. I don't think they've even named the director yet. The director...
Nope, producer Kevin Beggs.
I know that it's either the producer or the director. It's John Cesar. The guy produced like a shit ton of 24s, directed a bunch.
Oh, and some other, you said 90s shows. So 90s,
they had like FX Forever, the series.
FX, the Forever Night was another one.
La Femme Nikita.
The original La Femme Nikita or the new one?
The old one. The I old think one. He did some of the new one too. Basically, if you need action, you go to this guy.
You know what we need to watch? And yeah. I haven't seen it in years. Adventure Incorporated, the Michael Biehn show that was them as treasure hunters. Like,
basically like male Tomb Raider.
It was Relic Hunter, but slightly better. Although no Tia Carrera, so maybe not slightly better. Did I tell you that I have a piece of the set of one of the Relic Hunter episodes?
I think you've told me, but I don't think
my uncle works for the truck driving company that does all the setup and takedown of stuff filmed in Toronto. It's part of the union. And his girlfriend at the time, or I guess common law wife at the time, she did most of the costumes for that show. And they ended up giving me a bongo drum that was a prop set from one of the episodes. I don't know which episode, but I have it still.
That's pretty cool.
Got it for Christmas, and it could have been fake, except for the fact that they had pictures with, like, Tia Carrera and everybody with the bongo. So I was like, I have Tia Carrera's thing.
What is he from, this
that's
guy?
That's Billy Drago. That is the dude from... He's the one main bad guy in The Untouchables. He's one of the main henchmen. Briscoe County Jr., he's the main guy that runs the gang that Bruce Campbell's trying to take down. And he's done a lot of other movies, too.
Because he looks like terrorist scum.
Yeah, Billy Drago does not play a good guy, I don't think, ever in his entire career. Oh, we're going to get to see boobs? No, it's TNT, yeah, probably yeah. not.
See, and that's the guy from fucking 24, John Cesar. And Shannon Tweet, I don't remember her from anything other than just like, I'm pretty and famous.
And from Newfoundland.
Really?
Yep. So Gene Simmons...
Shoot him!
Gene Simmons married a Newfie. Are we going to see boobs?
Nope. We'll see her in her bra.
It's TNT. It's not TBS. TBS never did boobs, but TNT might do boobs. Oh, God, is she trying to do a bad accent? God, she's trying to do a Russian accent. I'm sorry, but you are like the second actress to come from Newfoundland that was famous for having a really amazing body, only you're the one that can't act, the other being Natasha Henstridge.
She's awesome.
And she can act, too, and she's funny.
What did she... Wait.
Oh, my
no
God,
way.
titties. Yeah. Whoa. It happened, and I'm happy. Yeah.
She's very, very, very pretty. But
boobs.
She has to kiss Billy Drago, so not so good.
She has to kiss Gene Simmons, so... He's got that tongue, though, so... Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Bring out the fucking minigun.
So is this supposed to be like, you were in Predator, and we're going to give you a minigun like your buddy had?
Like fucking Jesse Ventura there, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, this is Hulk. This is not going to be the movie that makes you famous like Jesse the Body got in that movie.
Hell no, but he'll get more lines than Jesse.
Yeah, but it's about the quality of the lines, right?
This is true.
Ain't got time to bleed.
I'm a goddamn sexual Tyrannosaurus.
Yeah, yes.
Fucking love that line.
This stuff will make a goddamn sexual Tyrannosaurus. Just like me.
That's I fucking love that line.
Or when they're out there, he's like, fuckers dug in like an Alabama tick. Old Painless here. We'll take care of that. So I take it Hogan's character is sort of a superstitious type dude who also has his own weird traditions before he goes out to fight.
Yeah.
Like doing like Tai Chi stuff and whatever feng shui. Are they doing a halo jump?
Oh, they're doing some kind of a military jump. Yep. I always, whenever I see jumps like this, I always think of Metal Gear Solid 3, the opening, where you do the, like, halo jump into the Russian jungle.
Well, because I'd never heard of a halo jump before video games, and then I was like, what the hell is that? And it's a jump so high that you need oxygen.
High altitude, low orbit, or something
like
that?
Yeah, yeah. Like, enough that there is oxygen, but you still need, you'll pass out because it's so thin up there that you need the mask on. It's terrifying to me.
Plus, just a cool looking visual.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then cut their chutes so they can go into their underwater gear.
This is a day for night shot.
I hate how movies do that.
Also, it was blurry as fuck, and that was not a problem with the video. That was just the way it was shot.
But it must have been something to be a part of movies like this, just to have fun.
This era of movie making is over. I mean, maybe not. Seriously, you make movies now that go on streaming networks, but they always look and feel cheaper than this because these were still filmed on film. Now, low stock 35mm or low quality or high quality Super 16 or something. But it's just something about movies like this or movies that were filmed on tape that they have that shittio look where it's like, it's so crappy it's entertaining. Stuff shot on digital, I think, has...
It looks too good.
It looks a little too good for the quality of the lighting and everything else, but also it has the feel like I made it at home because my digital camera can do quality like that, and it just doesn't look like a professional movie. Even movies that were shot on tape still had that sort of gloss over, like those old trauma films, that like Redneck Zombies and Surf Nazis Must Die. They had that certain look of crap.
The one thing I've noticed about this, because the guy who's directing this, like I said, is the guy from 24. He does action very, very well. He does military well.
Well, yeah, the way they're shooting it, he's tracking with them. It looks like shoulder-mounted Steadicam stuff. It's competently put together for a low-budget TV movie. But I don't know how low-budget this would have been. This might have been Ted Turner putting money into this.
Well, yeah. Well, considering they did, like, an actual Halo jump.
And 97 was the big year for WCW where they were making a lot of money. It's 98 where they lost all the money.
So this, they're putting money into it.
Yeah. Like, this very possibly was, like, a, I don't know, $10 million movie. Translate it now, maybe $15 million. So something that might have gone to theaters now at that budget, but back then was still...
This would have been like their movie of the week sort of thing.
Yeah, it would have been like, hey, we're making three or four of these a year. I know that Pierce Brosnan did two or three of them for them. So, like, they would have decent actors make TV
and this
movies.
Would have been James Bond era.
You ever heard of the Detonator 1 and Detonator 2?
Never heard of them.
I have not seen them, but I've seen a set of them, and I've seen trailers for it. It's basically a Pierce Brosnan, James Bond type movie, and the bad guy is Patrick Stewart.
Oh, wow.
So we'll have to watch that sometime.
That's right, folks. You're going to see obscure stuff from us. And I think that's part of the fun of these movies.
Because everybody does... Yeah, like, everybody will do a commentary or a riff track or talk about things...
Terminator.
Like, really popular movies or really popular movies to hate on. We're picking ones that people wouldn't necessarily normally do, but are interesting to us and probably the listeners out there because we talk a lot about wrestling because we're into wrestling. Mm-hmm. And maybe we're going to have a bunch more wrestler movies pop up because people haven't done those.
Yeah, like I'd love to do, you know, The Marine with John Cena or 12 Rounds with Randy Orton.
Yeah, like or let me think of another one. Some of the ones that Edge has done. Or even like the Roddy Piper ones. And we're not talking They Live. Everybody's seen They Live and Hell Comes to Frogtown. We're talking you know,
Tough and Deadly with like fucking Billy Blanks.
Basically any movie that had Billy Blanks in it also seemed to have a wrestler back then. Is that Billy Blanks right there?
Nope, that's Carl Weathers still.
Oh, I didn't see because of the side profile.
Say, where the hell is Billy Blanks?
Oh, he's going to be a bad guy, isn't he?
He'll be working for Billy Drago.
Maybe we'll get some, like, other... Basically, PM Entertainment was the other big direct-to-video movie company. They're the ones that did that Land of the Free movie, the Shatner one I showed you.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, hey, let's put Jeff Speakman and somebody else in a movie together. We got to do, like American Ninja or something. A bunch of the canon films.
Oh, man. We got to do some Orion Delta Force type shit.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris.
But not Delta Force 1 and 2. We're going to do, like, Delta Force 1, the spinoff that nobody watched.
See, it's too bad Carl Weathers wasn't playing his crazy character from Arrested Development. It's like, you gotta save the bones for the soup.
Which I have not seen.
Oh my god, Arrested Development, I love that show.
I did not like the idea behind it originally, but now I'll come around to it. When it was first airing, I thought it was the stupidest thing I'd ever seen. But it was kind of ahead of its time.
Exactly. A lot of shows have kind of come around to that. More Shannon Tweed.
Shane carrying concealed weapons.
I think you see that guy always play a scumbag Marine. Or, like, he's one of those character actors. You always see him do, like, kind of military stuff. That gun looks so tiny in Hulk Hogan's hands.
And what's funny is this is Hulk Hogan when he was already thinner. Remember in the 80s how thick he was?
Oh, yeah.
Like, just not just his arms, his chest, body, everything. He wasn't really a defined guy. He was just a thick, bulky Hulk.
He was literally his 24-inch pythons and all this shit.
Yeah, here he looks like a normal dude who's jacked right the fuck up. I mean, he might not be on juice here. Nah, he probably is.
Like, that MP5...
he's in his late 40s. He's on the juice at this point.
Like, the MP5 in the other soldier's hand looks normal. Hulk Hogan's holding this M4.
That's the thing. Like, can you imagine if Big Show made a movie where he had to hold a gun? Would they just give him a bazooka?
They'd probably just give him one of those 50-caliber hand cannons, and it would look somewhat normal.
Oh no, he's betrayed by...
Traitor!
Is that the Kano guy? No.
Yeah, it is. Except in Mortal Kombat, he has like a really bad accent.
Oh, that Australian accent?
That, hello, baby, did you miss me? It's like, it's fucking so ridiculous.
I remember I got grossed up by the amount of spit he gets on her when he's being choked.
Yeah, when he gets choked out by Sonya. Yeah.
It always grossed me out because it was like, it was just thick, white, gross spit. Uh-oh.
Oh, betrayal!
Oh, and you know it's a cheap TV movie when they use that standard the music. It's crazy. That's actually a pretty good effect.
All the team's going to die except for Carl Weathers.
And probably,
Shannon
yeah.
Tweed.
And she's going to join them because she'll be betrayed. Oh, no. Oh, we're getting shot, but there's no blood.
We can show tits. Oh,
all his terror. Oh, there's blood. No, it's a mist. A
little bit of red mist.
Yeah. Just enough.
Use your grenade launcher, you stupid son of a bitch. For some reason, this makes me think of the old Nintendo game Operation Wolf, if you've ever played that.
I might have briefly.
Moving.
Those are actually pretty good guns. Are they real guns? That's yep. not. Is it?
Yep. That's a minigun.
Holy crap.
I can't tell you much about it, but I can tell you they're using M16s with an M203 grenade launcher.
What he's firing is hilarious because it still doesn't look as big or... Well, I guess the one that he was used in Predator was an actual helicopter rifle, right?
I think so.
And didn't
so.
They have to slow the RPMs down because the camera couldn't pick it up?
I'm not sure, actually.
It had so many revolutions.
Okay, that's cool.
Oh, remote-controlled explosions, yeah.
On his vest? That's neat. I've never thought about doing that.
It's like on a beeper in his pocket. I love watching over and over and over and over and over again Commando. Because when you watch it on Blu-ray and you pause it, when they blow up everything, it's little green army men, like from the dollar store.
I did not know that.
If you pause it, the explosions, like when they blow things up, it's literally army men. Like,
okay, you know what I just realized? Well, what this fight reminds me of? This is every time you've liberated an outpost in Far Cry and the battle goes horribly, horribly wrong for you. It's you running away while the bad guys chase you with fucking grenade launchers.
Ooh, that's cool. He's gonna blow shit up. A wall of fire.
They're shooting at him with an M60.
Oh, more remote controlled explosions. It's that music that takes it out of this.
Oh, they, yeah. They put no budget to the music.
And I... this is before Warner would really start investing in a lot of the TV movies. Because they could have pulled something musically from the Warner archive for it. You can't tell me they didn't have better music designed for this. Oh no, his team's all fucked.
You know who would have been fun to get, but it would never happen?
Who?
The guy who did RoboCop and Starship Troopers, Basil something or other.
Oh, Basil Poladouris?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was mostly only doing movies at that point. I don't think he would have done a TV
no,
project.
No, would have to really convince him and put out the red carpet for him.
Like, this wasn't a Paul Verhoeven movie that was done on TV.
Yep, that's so Trevor Goddard. For some reason, I thought this was the movie where they kidnapped, like, the fucking American gymnastics team. But then again, this movie only just started, so. Still plenty. Man, fucking A-Team needs to show up.
It's missing Mr. T. Cocaine.
Cocaine!
Cocaine? Oh, she an undercover agent?
Yep.
Cocaine, bitch. That knife throw was great.
But look at his
oh,
face.
Oh, and he's so strong, he just broke the cuffs.
Duck. And that was in the trailers.
Oh god, she no-sells the entire thing. She has no recoil.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you are not akimboing an SMG with that many rounds going out of it. It's just, no. The gas would kick up
now,
so hard.
Do I believe Hulk Hogan could?
Maybe.
One hit, oh, but yeah. Yeah, bitch, he made it out. This is totally because he was in Predator.
Predator, oh god, yeah. Like, hey, Carl, do you want to have some fun? Okay.
That's pretty cool. Hang on, buddy, I gotcha.
See, like I said, this guy knows how to do gun battles.
So Billy Drago, he's still around. He's 68. Where the hell is he from? Kansas. I'm trying to figure what you might have seen him in. Invasion USA? Untouchables. He did Hero on Terror. So he did two Chuck Norris movies.
Which ones?
Three Chuck Norris movies. He did Invasion USA, Hero and the Terror, and Delta Force 2.
I remember Hero and the Terror.
And Cyborg 2, Briscoe County Jr., Sci Fighters,
the guy that
Soccer Dog, the movie.
The guy that plays the traitor there?
He was in a bunch of episodes of Charmed. X-Files. Oral Petey in the episode Thief.
I knew I've seen him in other places before.
Tremors 4. The remake of Hills Have Eyes. Supernatural. And then we're getting more modern times. You probably know him most from some of the 90s movies he was in. He was in a lot of like direct-to-video stuff too. Trust me.
And of course, underwater stuff, because convenience and cool looking.
Because that was also a fairly new thing that TV could afford, good, high-quality underwater equipment.
This stuff always makes me think of, like, The Rock, where they had those underwater incursion
or,
things.
Or was it You Only Live Twice, the Bond movie that has... No, it's or is it Thunderball, that has the underwater fights? I think it's Thunderball. And that was, like, the first time people had done underwater photography for a movie.
I always think of the underwater zombie fight from Zombie 2.
Oh, yeah?
Where they fight a zombie shark.
Did you see that Jason Statham is doing a giant Megalodon movie this year?
How did they get a hold of him for that? Because he's still a bankable star.
It's a $100 million movie.
Wow.
It also has, I think, some rapper or something in it, too. It's basically Deep Blue Sea on a way bigger budget and scale.
Jesus. Well, if it doesn't have Hulk Hogan in it, I'm not interested.
That rubber shark looks hilarious. Master, I'm going to take a bite out of you.
No, Carl Weathers, save him. You ever notice how Carl Weathers in any movie is never referred to by his character name? He always and forever shall be just Carl Weathers.
Yeah, pretty much. Or Apollo. Did he throw a grenade?
Did he do what I think he did?
Did he grenade it? Would that even work? Do grenades explode underwater?
No, because the water would...
Would fill the chemical, right?
Yeah. I mean, what the hell do I know?
You could make ones that do it, but... There's the... I think that's the Karate Kid guy. There he is, yeah.
That's Mr. Cobra Kai.
Sweep the leg, yeah. Which, I only knew him for playing bad guys in movies. I didn't realize he played a good guy for like 8 years on Cagney and Lacey, that 80s show. The women's cop show.
I always wondered what that show was about. I've heard the name for years.
I picked it up when it was like $30 clearance for like the special limited edition collector set from VEI in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
It came in like a box with all the TV movies they did afterwards. It was like everything. And the reason I wanted it was $10 more than the normal set that they were selling, because it included a postcard signed by the actresses, and they're in their 70s now.
Like, oh, wow.
And not like a photo that they just photocopied. No, they hand signed like 1,000 of them. And they still had some in the archive, so I got it. So I have that at home. And the show is basically a free-spirited cop and a mom who's also a cop. They become partners, and the crimes they go on, and sort of navigating the world that was changing in the 70s and 80s, into the early 90s, where women were finally part of the police force and detectives, and they weren't just being used for sting operations. It's a very good show for the time. A lot of deep issues they dealt with. And he played one of the dumb partners that they worked with.
Mm-hmm.
But he was in like almost every episode. And he's a good guy. Which I was blown away. I'm like, he actually played a good guy? He's always a bad guy. So we know he's a bad guy here.
Oh, yeah. He's going to turn into an asshole. He'll be working for fucking Billy Drago.
He's just not in super good shape here because he's already older. And he's still alive, and he looks good for his age, but he's not going to be, you know, wax on, wax off, punching through windows and beating people up. And yeah. You ever notice that Hulk has weirdly small nipples?
You ever notice there are sometimes where he really sells, like trying to really act?
Well, he puts in 110% and everything. God, give that to him. He does more than Eric Roberts has done in the last few years. A talking cat.
Yeah, I remember the talk. He recorded it from his bathroom.
He recorded it over Skype. Phone. Over Skype. It's awesome. Actually, it's kind of awesome. I'll give it to him. He's like, give me my $10,000 or whatever it costs to record it.
Like, all right, you got me for 15 minutes. What do you need?
He recorded every line. And then I think he did the Talking Horse movie. I'm not sure if they actually made that, though. That was in the works.
We need to kickstart a movie just so we can remake a homage to this.
Dude, make a third one.
But then again,
Hulk
isn't
that Hogan needs the publicity now. He needs the good press.
Hulk, would you ever come back? You know what? I'm going to Twitter at him right now.
Would you ever come back and do a third TNT Shadow Warriors movie?
Hulk Hogan.
He's due for some good press. Say you're watching the Shadow Warrior movie you made with Carl Weathers, because you have to mention that or he might not remember what he did. Remember, he sometimes forgets which arena he's in when he shows up.
That's why he calls everyone brother.
Brother. If he does respond to you, which he probably won't, but if he does, I guarantee you it ends with, thanks, brother.
I'm seeing if I can tag Carl Weathers in it.
Or see if you can get Billy Blanks in there. So I'm pretty sure we saw him in the credits, didn't we?
I think so. Carl Weathers doesn't have Twitter.
Carl Weathers is an old man, so what do you expect? Look up if Billy Blanks. I think he made a crap ton of money from Tybo.
So here's what I'm saying to Hulk Hogan.
Billy Blanks is in this one.
I said, weird question. Would you ever consider making another Shadow Warriors movie? You and Carl Weathers need to get back together and do something again. We're watching the old movies and love it here, and I'm going to tag Twig.
And then hashtag needs a trilogy.
Whoops. Not Home and Garden TV. For some reason, that's what an autocomplete
is. You want it made for the Home and Garden Network?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
It's like, now joining History and Discovery and making their own original series, the Home and Garden Network.
Hulk Hogan.
Assault on Pembroke Hill or something random. And be like, you've messed with your garden for the last time, brother.
He just comes out wielding like dual M60s.
You'll be pushing up daisies, brother. Hey, he could fund it himself. He got like $100 million from Gawker.
I want him to do a sequel to the Ultimate Weapon, too. That'd be fucking hilarious.
I want a new secret.
Hulk Hogan's gonna find us. You realize?
I want a new secret agent club. Hey, he's not gonna be like my arch nemesis out of Toronto.
Speaking of arch nemesis, I was hanging around for the Twig Listers. We have a friend of ours named Dr. Terawatt.
Oh yeah.
Formerly Dr. Holocaust. I was in his chat. And I'm like, so what's it gonna take for you to start a Twitter beef with fucking Tum Tum from the Three Ninjas? He's like, Don, what the fuck you on about? I'm like, yeah, I tried to start shit with Judge Reinhold at one point. He used to follow me on Twitter. So we need to start shit with fucking Billy Drago here.
Not Tum Tum, Rufio from Hook. He might go for it.
Just the start of beef.
No, you...
We need to start a shit with fucking Billy Drago here. He'd find us, man. He's scary looking.
He's like 78. What's he gonna do now?
Yeah, but he looks like the fucking evil dude from fucking... Not The Exorcist. Fucking Poltergeist. Looks like the old creepy guy from the second Poltergeist movie.
The guy with the black hat?
Yeah, he looks like... Does he not? Looks scary. It's those creepy fucking eyes.
He looks like the guy that can and would sleep with your mom in front of you. That's the feeling I get from him. You know what he looks like? A human snake.
He looks like generic NPC villain terrorist number 5. Like, you need a bad guy? Okay, weird accent? Check. Looks kind of funny? Check. TV fade to black? Check. You realize he was probably filming Thunder in Paradise, or just a
no. Thunder Paradise is 93.
Really? Oh, I thought it ran to like 95.
No, 93, buddy. I've been looking. I had at one point the DVD set that had the 3 TV movies where they were 6 episodes spliced into movies.
Yeah.
But you can't find the rest of the show. I mean, you can find it on different sharing sites that might have like an old TV rip. But you'd think that somebody would want to release the full 22 episode season, like. Even if it was on the Warner Archive. Like, I'd pay $25 for it.
Yeah, so would I.
I mean, Pacific Blue got a release, and that was Bicycle Cops.
Doesn't Blanchard love that show?
Yeah, well,
or somebody?
Blanchard can take a load in the face over that if he wants. Ooh!
Pacific he said Blue, it, not me.
Pacific Blue, give me your mayonnaise.
There was somebody, I can't remember who really liked Pacific Blue.
It's Blanchard. It's always fucking Blanchard. The Geekcast Radio Network.
Hey, the fact that he knows so many obscure TV shows puts me to shame.
I know more than him, which is funny because he's older than me, but what I find hilarious about it is how we bond is we both love Viper, no matter how terrible that show is.
It is a hidden and strange gem.
Oh, it is. Well, I said it's a car that transforms, so of course we love it.
But it lacks Shannon Tweed's boobs.
It does. What's that piece of spaghetti he's got in his back?
Yeah, what the fuck?
It looks like a piece of bubble gum that somebody shot out their nose and stuck to his back.
Just a load of mayonnaise. Jesus Christ.
Blanche's just like, I'm drowning in goo. And so much Pacific Blue.
Oh my god.
I'm pretty sure Shawn Michaels showed up on that.
I like how this randomly just pulled a fucking shark tooth out of this.
Oh, but then again, I would take a nice, thick, creamy load to the face, too, if it meant they were going to release... 7 Days, the time travel show. I love that show so much as a kid.
I want a Blu-ray release of Captain Power. Though they did release a really high-quality DVD a couple years ago, so you know what? I'll take it. By the way, Blanchard, we love you, in the case you are listening to this.
I think it already has a Blu-ray release, but I want the uncut version of Orgasmo released, but I want some of the deleted scenes and stuff reinserted.
Recut back into it?
Yeah. Because even the uncut copy is about 5 or 6 minutes shorter than what they originally planned. Actually, what I want is Star Trek Nemesis with the 30 minutes they cut. And they still kept the footage. They didn't destroy it. They just never re-released it or recut it. Hey, it's an excuse for her to be in her big fake boob top thing. Can't talk
about
it. If
it's a weapons locker.
Oh, it's going to be had like separate.
It'd be funny if it was just a really big fridge. It's a weapons locker.
She already had a fair bit of work done here. And on behalf of the City of Miami and Millennium Cruise Line, I present you with this See, if they were filming it in Florida, he might have...
Yep, this is the movie where they kidnap the gymnastics team.
Oh, God. You know what they might have been doing when they were filming this?
What?
He might have been going and doing Monday Nitros and then filming on every other day of the week.
I could believe it.
Because I know when he filmed movies out on the West Coast, he had to be in an injury angle a few times where he was gone for 6 months. But if they filmed everything in Florida, it would mean that he could still work, maybe not every Nitro, but he could still show up and do the pay-per-views.
See, I would love to get a hold of Hulk Hogan and just ask him, okay, dude, literally, what would it cost us to get you for a commentary for this movie? I'm just really curious.
Knowing him, he's got his lawyers and everything, he wouldn't do it. Simply
That's
because
unfortunate.
Because there's legal mumbo-jumbo involved with having his name attached to an official commentary for a release that he doesn't have control over. There's all that sort of crap. That being said, if you got him at a convention
and
where he's paid to be there, he could do a live commentary during a live watching of it. That's not a problem.
See, that'd be fun.
I just don't think it could be officially released. It would have to be something for the convention goers that paid to view with him, because it's a private screening then.
Yeah. So just know if you're listening out there, Hulkster, there is an audience for it. It may only be like 20 or so people, but I would be one of those
Hulk
people.
Has his fans, and he had his social media issues in the last couple of years, but he's done a lot to clean that up. I honestly think that before the end of this year, before end of 2018, that he's going to be back on WWE and in the public eye doing stuff, because everybody says things improperly now and then, but you shouldn't judge an entire person by a few words they say at one random time.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you did that, I would have been condemned years ago.
Terrorist. Yay, terrorist guy again!
It's a very small plane.
Yeah, they are all deaf and blind now.
Wow.
And randomly, she has a gun now.
Bad actress. What is with his haircut, too, with the weird, like...
Kind of the Jason David Frank haircut?
It's a lightning bolt.
Sorry, I can't take Kano seriously here.
We need more, like, Jack Scalia in this. He did a ton of these terrible movies back in the 90s. He's the guy that did that Tequila and Vanetti dog cop TV show. The dog could talk to him.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, no, sorry. The dog could talk to the audience, but not the I don't know, whatever bullshit.
This is the part I remember specifically from that Shadow Warriors trailer. They come up upon this island resort or this fortress or whatever. And the gymnastics team is like, "We've been taken hostage. Shadow Warriors will come to save them." Shannon Tweed. I don't know why. I just love saying her name like that. It's fun.
She has... Wait, they say the Isle of Tortuga?
Oh.
Isn't that from the...
From the fucking Johnny Depp movies or whatever.
Well, and from the Lonely Island song with Michael Bolton. The Jack Sparrow song.
Is that Billy Blanks?
That's Billy Blanks.
Fuck yeah, Billy Blanks!
Is he going to do some Taibo, like, with them as prisoners?
I wore a vest and no shirt.
What's that? We can't afford Wesley Snipes? Okay, what's
Discount
that?
Discount Wesley Snipes! Wait, get him on the phone!
What's that? Mario Van Peebles doesn't want to do it? Okay, let's cut us some Taibo action in here.
Get me some Billy Blanks! We need to have, like, the Billy Blanks Appreciation Hour.
For some reason, you know what flashed in my brain? The Charlie Murphy's stories on Chappelle's Show, where he talks about Wesley Snipes, and it's like, I can't repeat what he said because he uses too much of the N-word. But if I say it like him, I can say it, right? No. He's like, before Wesley Snipes, me and my brother was the blackest N in the planet. Because it's true, when you think about it, Wesley Snipes is a dark dude. So is Billy Blanks. And I bet you Billy Blanks paid his taxes, because I never heard about him getting to the newspaper being arrested.
Because he stayed above the line, man. Although Wesley Snipes is Blade. But
yes.
Billy Blanks is Billy Blanks.
I always thought Billy Blanks deserved more than he did, but he just didn't have the charisma.
Yeah, the charisma to necessarily carry himself.
You don't have to be a great actor. Wesley Snipes still had great screen presence. But I think he's probably the most successful fitness guy, I think, in the 90s.
I think so, too.
Because Tybo ran from, like, those commercials from, like, 94 to, like, 2002. He made millions off of those videos.
They're going to get, like, trench foot. Just FYI.
That, and they're also going to stink when they have to go peep and poop. Pee.
Well, they could just sit down and go pee.
Or they're going to do it like Deer Hunter. Mow! And they pull out the gun and they have to start spinning it. She always has makeup on. Let's guess, who's the worst actor? And I'll tell you right now, it's Shannon Tweed.
There's something about her. She's pretty, but there's something about her that's just off.
The fakeness of everything?
Yeah.
Her body, she had a lot of modifications done there, and they're all perfect when you airbrush a picture, but when you see her moving, things don't move the way they should.
And like I said, I'm not saying this as like a judgment call against her.
No.
Not at all.
I'm not a fan of somebody getting a ton of work, especially when they were only in their 30s at this point. Like, do what you want when you're older, but don't damage yourself for like 40 years to come because you got too much surgery. She can still move her lips and everything, so she wasn't really Botoxed out, which is good. But this just goes to guys, too. Like, Stallone had a little too
much
work done.
Way too much work done.
Whereas Michael Douglas had the right amount.
Yeah.
He actually looked about 10 years younger when he got the surgery. And I remember when he got it, he had already started to look like his dad, like a pretty old guy. And then he got the surgery and was in that movie, The Sentinel, where he plays the CIA or whatever it was, and it was filmed in Toronto. And he looked easily 10 years younger. You know what it is? She has like sunken in eyes and she's already had some stuff done. I don't know. Whereas Natasha Henstridge at that age was like all natural pretty much.
It's a weapons locker.
Oh yeah, it was a bazooka. Looks like three of the same bazookas on the right. At the top looks like one of those sniper rifles they use in like the desert to go across multiple miles. You know, one at the very top there?
Yeah. I recognize some of the guns. I can't name them all. But if you've ever played a Far Cry game... Motherfucker, I'm Carl Weathers.
I never understood that mustache. And he has it. Kevin Nash has it. All those guys have it. It's a thick mustache, but they don't let it connect to the top of their nose. Like, why do you have this line above where you shave, but then you leave the mustache below? You see what I mean? Let it grow in thick.
He's almost channeling Chubbs here from Happy Gilmore. Almost.
Oh, yeah.
You're playing the damn fool.
Well, it's the same year, I think. Okay, I think I figured out what is a little off with Shannon Tweed.
Yeah.
She looks like... What's the term for it? I don't know. Fuck it. She looks like a drag queen.
Oh, boy.
Like in the 90s. She looks like she's undercover. She's a man undercover that was dressed up to look like a woman.
I don't know. There's just something about it just seems off.
It's the plasticness. Something's wrong with her hair. It's just weird. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know why. She's an attractive woman. She is a very attractive woman.
Yeah, like, but something, she's very pretty.
But you look and you go, something's off, and I can't figure out what it is.
Well, she's definitely the type of woman that wouldn't talk to me. And you know what? I'm okay with
that.
She
would talk to you if you went and paid $15 to get her signature at a convention. Actually, you never know. Yeah, she did. All those videos of her when she had the Gene Simmons show, she did come across as a little entitled. So, I don't know.
I would be very curious to see if she remembers her time doing these movies. Or did she only do the one?
She's in both, I think.
Okay.
But she also did a lot of 90s movies, so... I wouldn't... Well, I mean, you said, hey, you did a movie with Hulk Hogan. She'd remember that.
Yeah. I keep holding out hope on Twitter that Hulk Hogan's going to respond to me.
He's on the East Coast, so he's probably in bed because he's like 63 or 4. He's an old man. Actually, no, he might be a partying. Who knows? Actually, you know what? No. If he was a partier still at his age now, he would be dead like a lot of other wrestlers. So I think he's pretty reserved now.
I'd hope so, because it'll be a tragedy to lose him.
I was really upset when we lost Roddy Piper, because I was listening to his podcast, and it just disappeared for 2 weeks, and then it never came back, and I was like, what's up? And then I saw that he had died.
Oh, he was up as of an hour ago.
But he probably gets a million tweets a day.
Oh, God, yeah. If he happens to see it, my life will be made. He always plays a military dude.
That guy that's talking right now, you know who he looks like? Cleveland Brown. He does.
He really kind of does.
No. Wait till it goes back to him again. There we go. It's Cleveland Brown.
Sweep the leg.
No mercy.
Yes, Ayla. I pat your bum. To hell with your orders. You know he wants to say that. Is that a coconut?
He should have just kept the wig. Just people... Forget that I don't have hair. But you can't really wrestle with that wig on.
Really? That's a wig?
Fuck yeah. He hasn't had hair on top since like 1981.
Huh.
There's video of him when he had a little bit of, like a little tuft of hair on the very top. And that was when he was in the AWA before he came to WWF. I saw Carl Weathers. He's on a TV show now, a new one. I can't remember the name of it. He looks great.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he should come back for Expendables 4.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be great. Also, coconuts don't break like that. They're they slice open, but they're meaty and juicy. They don't just shatter. That looked like he had a thing made out of paper mache.
Machine gun fire, strafing!
Get to the chopper. You're telling me that the bullet didn't kill her?
Once again, every Far Cry mission that has ever gone wrong.
You know what also? That's like a Hitman feel from like the early Hitman games. I don't know, just the setup, like the level design. Why wouldn't they just like drop grenades on them?
Is he going to use nunchucks?
Is he going to nunchuck the side of a helicopter and make it explode?
This movie's just got awesome.
So far, I think I'm still enjoying Secret Agent Club better than this. Yeah.
Well, there's no hidden racism in this one. At least not that I can tell.
It wasn't hidden in the last one.
Yeah, it was kind of ridiculous.
Oh, I am your Chinese friend, and I have bad accent. It was like, oh, nobody.
And of course he magically knows karate.
Yeah.
Because, you know, every kid in the 90s knew that.
Grandfather! Oh, no! It's like, oh, boy, buddy, stop it. Stop!
Yeah, who wrote this? Please stop. Go back.
Stop. What little boy that lives in America doesn't pick up the... Like, you drop your accents really fast when you're a young kid.
Yeah, come to think of it, all the kids that I knew that came over from wherever they were from...
Within 2 or 3 years, they have almost no accent.
Yeah.
As long as you're under, like, 15. You lose the... Especially kids that came here when they're, like, 7. By the time they're, like, 10 or 11, they have no accent at all.
I knew one kid in high school, his name was Seamus, and he still had his Irish accent.
Because English is English.
Yeah.
It's when you learn the new language, you usually learn the new language in the dialect and accent of the people around you. Just like if I went... Oh, God. If I went to France and learned French versus if I went to Quebec and learned French, I would sound like whoever was around me there. Or if I was in Belgium, I'd sound like Van Damme. Carl Weathers was still in pretty damn good shape. I think he's like 70 now. So he still would have been in his 50s then. Well, here we go. Rocket launcher. Do it. Oh, that terrible effect. Oh, that's
great.
That was
bad. That was video game bad. And of course, there's a name of a bad guy, Striker.
Is he gonna? I have a prediction. Is he gonna?
Yes, yes. They did the fucking Predators thing.
Only they didn't do the arm grab. They did a fist bump sort of thing. Now, question: is he gonna kill somebody with his shark's tooth?
Oh God, yeah.
Is he gonna kill a shark with his shark's tooth?
Or he's gonna shove it in the guy's mouth and like uppercut him or something?
So is he playing a good guy for real this time? You think he's actually playing a good guy helping them out?
Maybe. Why are you taking all that firepower? Going fishing?
Every time I see him in a movie or a show, he smokes cigars. I'm surprised he's not dead yet. Oh, he is a good guy. Okay. Are they supposed to be like a high school team, or are they like the American normal team?
Just random American gymnastics.
Oh, look
team.
At the TV. And also, is that an Apple II in the background? No, it's a PC.
Of course there's sharks, because video games.
Okay, I finally pinpointed what I find wrong with Shannon Tweed.
Okay.
She has the makeup on that smooths out every line and contour of her face. Her face looks like it's one solid color. She has no details.
Okay.
If you look at her, it's caked on like you would for when you do a photo shoot and then they airbrush certain aspects out. Everybody else has a little bit of shine to their face and you can see the contours of their pores and everything. Like a normal person would look. Look at her. She is completely smooth like a Barbie doll. It's not even wrinkles. She has like no dimples. She has no change in tone over any part of her face.
So could it just be a bad makeup job?
It's they overdid the makeup on her. Like the, you know, like the anti-shine makeup, right?
Yeah.
They all have a little bit on. Take a look at her again. She has no glare. She has no reflection, no shadows on her face. It's just, it's like she's wearing clown makeup. But not clown. You know what I'm saying? They caked it on.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, the main issue. That's why I thought, like, I didn't mean drag queen. I meant, like, it felt like that feel because it was so much makeup.
Because obviously everything we say is meant to be taken in jest. We don't mean no disrespect. We really don't.
I would totally dress in drag and do a show. That'd be fun.
You know what? I'm not ashamed to say I would try anything once.
I wore makeup. I went as a little German girl with like traditional clothing to work one day for Halloween, and that was fun. I was like, I got to work, and the girls there, I'm like, all right, do my makeup.
I've worn a dress at Con Bravo. Well,
and the girls I worked with at work, I was working at Best Buy at the time. They're like, what? Do your makeup? I'm like, please do my makeup.
Billy Blanks again.
And we sat on my lunch break and they did my makeup for me. It was awesome. It was so soothing and relaxing.
Look at that cell phone.
Yeah, oh God. And I also had to wear makeup to school for a week one time. I took a cup, sort of like a big cup you get at 7-Eleven, and I sucked it onto my face and kept sucking all the air out like a vacuum. And then I pulled as hard as I could while I made the vacuum.
Oh, and you popped all the blood
vessels. I popped all the blood vessels from around my nose all the way around my chin. It looked like I had a beard of purple broken blood vessels. So this is in the eighth grade. So my mom put foundation and makeup on to blend the color. And I got an excuse to be out of gym for whatever reason that I was feeling sick. And for a week, I wore makeup to school and nobody noticed. My mom was that good.
Your mom's talented.
She goes, I've been waiting for this day. I'm like, what? She goes, I never had girls and I wanted to do makeup. So she goes, how about a little eyeliner? I'm like, don't go overboard, Mom. Stop it. It was the only time that my mom said, I'm going to put makeup on you. And I was like, yes, you are going to do that. And honestly, I wish I had pictures. It was that good of a job. Unless you got really close, you could see that it was makeup, right?
Yeah.
But I had burst those blood vessels so friggin' bad. And I never did that again. So... wow, I got off topic talking about makeup. But still, that's what you get when you listen to us.
Yeah, it's literally like hanging out with us.
Stream of consciousness. You're hanging out, we're telling stories. Because this is not a movie. What the fuck kind of tank thing is that?
It's supposed to be like a prisoner transport, but it looks like something out of like Ghost in the Shell.
It's not even a Brinks truck. It looks like they took an RV and then, or a school bus. They took a school bus and then covered it with weird stuff. That Billy Drago, the one thing I'll say about him, he has some of the worst teeth in Hollywood. Not crooked, just like permanently looks like a jack-o'-lantern.
He has bad guy hair. No matter what, he has bad guy hair.
Oh, yeah.
Boop.
And I will bet you if you met him in person, he's probably one of the nicest guys you've ever met. He just plays an amazing bad guy.
I am really curious. I'm just going to check something on eBay.
I wonder if my arch nemesis would make a movie with all these guys in it. I guess our listeners don't really know who my arch nemesis is.
Tum Tum?
No, it's not Tum Tum. He's the creator of the worst Canadian movies ever made.
Oh, that guy! Don't say his name because he'll come after us.
Are you sure?
You can buy... oh, my God. You want the VHS? It's $25.
Yeah, it's out of print. But my arch nemesis is Frank D'Angelo. Oh, no. I've said his name.
He'll come after us, man. Please
don't. The guy that owns Cheetah Energy Drink and then D'Angelo Foods, which is one of the biggest food companies in Canada, I think. Or at least regionally, at least. But he also owns Being Frank, the talk show on TV that he pays to have on during infomercial times, and actors have been on there not realizing what they're on because it's the most amateurish, like, bullshit high school level quality TV show where everybody on the show is people that love him and clap for him. He's basically Kim Jong-il of and Kim Jong-un of Canadian TV food company magnate. He also makes the worst movies ever, and they almost always have the same actors in them. Martin Landau, who's now dead, but Daniel Baldwin, a bunch of other people. Horrible movies. The Red Maple Leaf. I'm not even going to go more into details on that, except that I made some comments on his trailers for it about how I was very happy seeing his movie in theater because I couldn't believe how bad it was, and I had no idea how he made it in the theaters, but thank you for giving me that experience because it was so hilarious. And I was being completely serious. Like, I really enjoyed it because I couldn't believe how bad it was.
Yeah.
And he turned off comments on pretty much every single one of his videos because of the comment I made. And then I read that he's a very litigious person and he likes to sue people for giving him bad reviews. So he's my arch nemesis.
Yeah, so please keep going so he fucking finds us.
Everything I say here is my opinion, but he's my arch nemesis. And I'm pretty sure that... what's your arch nemesis again? Isn't it Eric Nagler?
No. I just had a really weird dream about it. My arch nemesis used to be Vern Troyer, but now he's sadly passed away.
But shouldn't it be Eric Nagler with his stupid sewer phone?
No, that was my dream. where I woke up and said, Skinamariki Dink, you fuck.
So, like, my arch nemesis is legitimately somebody with power.
I just randomly start Twitter beefs.
So, like, now here's the thing. If Frank D'Angelo decided, he's like, hey, you know what, you want to be in one of my movies? Fuck yeah, I would. I would totally do it. It'd still be a piece of shit, but I'd be happy.
But it'd be a piece of shit you'd be a part of.
Like, we're talking, this is a guy who spent, like, he's like the Room level of stuff. Like, he films using Red One 8K cameras. We're talking, he films with, like, $1 million movie cameras. But yet he has the most incompetent lighting and effects and acting. And oh yeah.
So he's not making this, basically.
No, he acts, writes, stars, directs, produces all his own movies completely out of his own money that he's made from his
juice
his juice and food empire. And then he also makes all the music, sings all the songs. He has all these albums that are out, and they're hilariously bad, like adult contemporary. Like, what if Michael Bolton was a horribly...
You know what? Okay, this movie came out, what, 96, 97?
97, yeah.
I think they stole that shot right out of The Rock.
That wouldn't surprise me. It's around the same time. I've gone off on a tangent on my arch nemesis, but we will go into detail about him again at some other time, because, like, he's ever going to listen to this.
You know someone's going to... Whoever listens to this is going to track him down.
Frank D'Angelo can,
for the love of Christ,
can suck
don't
on
sue
a
us.
Fat load for me if he wants. That's what he gets. He can suck my fat load.
This man does not speak for me.
No, he's my arch nemesis. Get your own.
I say, I don't know, considering your luck, do you want to call down the thunder?
What's it going to do to me? You can't get blood from a stone.
I think he can see in Diaz at...
Fuck.
To start. In which case, take it down. Okay, no problem, sir.
I have no problem with that. No, you can't talk about with your own personal opinion. He was going after people that were publishing reviews.
Ah.
Like, specifically saying that they were trying to damage him on purpose. Which I am, but... but what pull do I have? I'm not the Globe and Mail.
So I looked on eBay for this. You cannot get a poster for it, but you can buy the movie.
I guarantee you that at the time, had you gone to a WCW show or down to Universal Studios down there or something, they would have had something for him at Turner. But maybe not. Well, it was a TV movie. I'm pretty sure it was TNT. I just realized the Kano guy looks like every porn star from the 90s that was a dude. Except for Evan Stone. Put Evan Stone in a Expendables movie.
I think that's the guy who will make the transition from Hollywood, or sorry, from porn to Hollywood rather easy when he decides to retire.
Probably, yeah.
The guy that plays, well, okay, you know what? Kano... he actually died a couple years ago.
This guy?
Yeah, he unfortunately committed suicide. Sad thing, because I kind of thought he had a niche.
I'm sorry. I just looked at his face, and for some reason, all I could think of was just...
metal thing?
Yeah, ridiculous. So I'm not laughing at the suicide.
Unfortunate timing.
I was just laughing because I was how doofy he looked, and you're just like... unfortunately committed suicide, and I'm thinking, Alex, don't laugh. Don't laugh out loud. Don't laugh what you're thinking.
You are a terrible person.
Oh yeah, that's sad. That's not good.
Yeah.
Alright,
you know that's gonna end up in the guy's eyeball or something.
Is that how he becomes Kano?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Billy Blanks. I know a lot of times these guys, the martial artists, they would do movies once or like one a year or every other year to maintain their SAG membership.
Yeah.
And even wrestlers would do that because if you're a SAG member, even if you only make like, say like $10,000 for doing a movie, that's enough and paying in your dues that you can get the medical insurance, because a wrestler is an independent contractor and so is a martial artist doing in like UFC or any of those things, they don't have a medical program to pay for you. So you got to pay everything out of pocket. So a lot, that's why wrestlers would do it, because, you know, it's not like Vince McMahon or one of those guys was going to pay for them unless they were injured on TV. And that while you were performing on TV, you were obviously covered by whatever insurance they had. But I know that's why Roddy Piper did it in the 80s, because it would guarantee that he could have SAG insurance, some of the best medical insurance in the States.
I question their choice of armaments.
Yeah, I know.
Because Hulk Hogan makes sense. He's got a light on his gun. Okay, they finally put away the big hand lanterns. Except for Shannon Tweed. Oh, no, wait, she did. She's got her MP5 PDW.
Oh, yeah, I forgot, though. One of their guys they saved, right? So he came with them.
Yeah.
Or two of their guys. No.
Which, this is the inner gun nut in me. My favorite SMG is the MP5.
Is that the one SWAT team uses? Isn't that what they used in GoldenEye, and they had the silencers on it?
Yep.
I used to double those up. Those were awesome. Or is it the RPC-90, whatever they call it?
Oh, the RC-90s were crazy. And I know those are based on a real gun. I know they're meant to be given to, like, tank crews, I think. It's their personal defense weapon, which at which point, if you've breached a tank...
Because it's basically like a machine pistol, but a little bigger, right?
Yeah, basically it carries like a big drum of ammo.
So it's like somebody drops into your tank and you just got to load them up really quickly.
Yeah, you hose them.
And then hope they don't drop a grenade on you. Billy Blake's going to throw a chick off the edge. Oh, can you see the wire?
No, Billy Blanks, don't do it! Fade to black.
Well, commercial break, right?
Oh, like, yeah.
TV movie.
Which, this has a way bigger budget than your typical TV movie.
This, again, this is when Hulk was making bank for WCW. You know what this is missing, though? Buff Bagwell. He did two of those Hard Ticket to Hawaii movies, I think.
I think you're right, yeah.
At least one of them. Or Sting. Where's Sting? I mean, we could make a movie like this.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's not, like, it's just about scouting the location. It doesn't look that difficult. Would it be like the Shadow Warriors? It would just be like the Fat Warriors. It's just us.
All you got is, like, me cruising around in my wheelchair with, like, a mounted M60. Just fucking mowing through motherfuckers.
Like the wizard guy in Dream Warriors?
Exactly. Like, I am the wizard master. I am the M60 master.
Dream Warriors.
That's what this needed. A bitchin' theme song. But the music is just so cookie cutter.
The music
cutter
is the... Yeah, it's the worst part of this movie.
Honestly, I think Trevor Goddard's the best part of this so far.
Acting? Well, Billy Drago's great, too.
Oh, because he's hamming it up the entire time.
Billy Drago has two levels. Ham and ultra ham. So, they're setting up... It looks like it's going to be a pretty big... There's a rocket launcher. Like a missile... Like a Patriot missile launcher system they got there.
Guarantee you they stole some of this ideas from The Rock.
Well, The Rock was, what, 96? A year earlier?
I think so.
Never had that chin dimple. The chin butt. I've only known, like, one guy that had it. You know who he looks like there? Jason David Frank.
Yeah, I know. He's got that weird vibe going on.
Just a little thicker. And a better actor. But not by much.
I like Jason David Frank, though. If there's one thing I'm jealous of Blanchard, he got a chance to interview him.
Jason David Frank?
Yeah, which I don't know what I would have asked him. Admittedly, I would have fanboyed out.
Would you ask him about all his Jesus Didn't Tap line of...
I really would ask about, like...
Because I know it's a large part of his career, and people don't really ask him or talk about it because they try to keep politics and religion out of it. But it would be interesting to see how
what his perspective is.
Like, because he's a martial artist who's been in shape his entire life. He never got out of shape like a Steven Seagal or anything.
No.
He never really was a main big competitor. He did amateur when he was younger. But he seems like he tries to stay a role model for all the people in his community. So I wonder how much of it has it affected his life. And I want to hear about if he had to turn down roles because he didn't deem them morally suitable for him. Like, has he turned down playing a bad guy in one of these kind of action movies because it was too vulgar? Oh, Billy Blanks.
Sorry, got excited.
Yes. Yeah, kicks, bitch.
Tie bone, motherfucker.
He's trying to do the Van Damme kick, just can't get quite high enough. And this is like when Van Damme was all coked out, too.
Yeah, this would be about Time Cop.
No, 97 is Knockoff and Double Team, the Mickey Rourke, Dennis Rodman movie.
Hedstridge or no,
Mickey, that Maximum Risk is 96, but this is when he did that movie with Dennis Rodman.
Oh, Double Team, yeah.
And
frying
then
the Coke machine.
Knockoff, I think, was 98. I wanted to see it in theater so bad and couldn't get to go because it was rated R or something at the time. Fucking Rob Schneider. That's pissed me off.
What the?
Well, that's not believable. She doesn't look strong enough to do that.
But say, if this was a D&D thing, she rolled not quite a bluff check, but not exactly a perform check either.
And then he throws a grenade in and
and fries them all anyway.
How about you tell him that there's a bomb attached because they can see it?
I say, guys, you know there's a bomb.
Like,
problem.
Really? Billy Blanks. Oh, that doesn't look safe.
I always love it how the number one henchman is always, like, their best fighter.
It's like, why isn't he in charge?
Because he's not Trevor Goddard, and he's got the lightning bolt in his hair.
That was bad ADR. This whole thing he's doing is ADR. The mouth was moving to different words than what he said in the ADR. I think they had really bad acoustics down there and they had to re-record everything.
Oh, probably. See, you know what would have made that scene funny?
What?
Do you remember in Ocean's 11 where they have their bomb and the explosion doesn't go off because the batteries are dead?
Yeah.
Click, 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 click. What's wrong with this thing?
Or the Dark Knight. Click, 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 boom.
And that was improvised, which I thought was brilliant.
Because it didn't go off and it was supposed to, yeah. They run funny. Nobody can shoot in these movies.
You tricked Billy Blanks!
This feels like Uncharted.
Yeah, this has a weird video game-like vibe to it. And of course, akimbo pistols, because everybody's accurate like that.
What are you saying, akimbo?
Yeah, that's what when you dual wield pistols.
Oh, what does it stand for?
I don't know. Actually, I know it's just called akimbo from playing a lot of Call of Duty.
I thought you kept saying like Kimbo Slice the fighter.
Nope.
It's like he's akimboing it up. Did they just all die?
Oh, it's going to flood the room.
That's worse.
Hurry, They're dead. Also, they never have to reload.
No.
But that's the magic of movie fights in
this
the
movie
90s.
Is 75% assault on that island. Which makes sense, I guess.
What is the assault on Devil's Island?
Yeah, there is pretty good for TV action direction. And the sound effects are pretty good, too. Like, they're obviously firing blanks sometimes, and then sometimes it's all squibbed up, but...
Come on, Hulk, you don't need a stunt double for this. You can do it yourself. And that's something I've always noticed in movies. Good guys always happen to use M16s to M4s. And you always see bad guys use AKs of some kind. It's like the terrorist weapon.
Well, because it's part of the Eastern Bloc. Everybody from the East must be bad, right? His solution, open the doors, fire holes through it.
No. And ricochet. And no.
And she's wearing no armor.
She's not wearing anything.
That's... Oh, it looks like a nice nice stream that you can wash your hair with. Now it worked? Oh, no, so the door was too strong for the... It was a wooden door! They set the bomb and it didn't blow up a wooden door? It was a wooden door. It wasn't even like... I thought it was a double and reinforced steel door or
so
something.
So did I. Yeah, they fucked up. Sniper's gonna miss and hit fucking Billy Blanks here. Oh.
Grenade doesn't explode that big.
Yeah, no. Frags are not that big.
It's not even like a German pipe bomb. It's like...
Just, I love the way he looked at him.
This needs a lot more Undertaker than this has. Can you imagine if the Undertaker was fighting them all? Just rising from the dead every time. Why won't you die? So far, we're two movies in with watching Hulk Hogan movies, and he hasn't dropped a leg on anybody.
Yeah, where's my atomic leg drop? You figure the director would put one of those in for fun. Did he kill Billy Blanks?
Where did he go?
He killed Billy Blanks.
Oh, he landed bad.
Yeah, he did.
It's like when you see those people in those videos online where they go to dive in the water and then hit the rocks and all you see is blood everywhere. People getting hurt that aren't me. That's funny.
You're an evil man.
Anytime somebody's hurt in a video, I can't stop laughing. Because I'm just like, oh, I'm so glad it's not me.
If he lassos that plane, I'm going to be very upset.
Is he going to like stand on the ground and it's going to take off and he's going to pull as hard as he can on it and it's going to tank it into the ground?
That's what I thought was going to happen. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, is he? He's going to tie it to something. Is he going to tie it to like a truck?
Nope, he's going to jump on the side just as the plane takes off, punch the pilot in the face, throw out Buddy, and then land the plane again.
He tied it to something, I thought. He tied the rope. I thought he tied it to the back of the plane and then ran away with it. But that's not logical. That's a normal blowtorch. That's not going to get through that. Oh, Thunder in Paradise.
Go get him, Hulk Hogan. It'd
be hilarious if they just used a clip from that show where he didn't even have the same hair. It's like stock footage show. See, Gar Weathers has given it his all so far. This is clearly Predator without the alien. that's the team they're supposed to have is clearly the Predator team.
But so yeah, he's basically Dylan without fighting the monster.
In all these movies, people explode, but they never have body parts to fly off anywhere.
Yeah, they never jib.
Oh, that was a weird-ass back break. I'd be so happy to get out of there if I was kidnapped and put underneath water where I had to pee for hours and hours and hours.
Love how Carl Weathers is the only accurate shot. The other guy sat in the courtyard, fired off like 8,000 rounds and hit like two guys.
That's why Carl Weathers is like the, I don't know, sergeant or whatever the hell. They didn't say what ranks they are.
I didn't hear it either.
They're frogmen, you know, Black Ops, Green Beret types.
Oh my god, he is going to lasso it.
What the hell was his name? I don't think we caught it. We're just going to call him Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, it's Hulk Hogan, Shannon Tweed, and Carl Weathers.
Oh, Rocket Launcher?
Yep.
Oh, and they all flew out like there was a big springboard. Nobody lost any legs or arms or anything. I've seen enough of that stuff in the news for reals.
That's yeah, exactly. Not, that's not I've seen some disturbing stuff in my time. You seem awfully calm for getting caught.
I was going to say, this was obviously made before the days of websites like LiveLeak and WorldStar Hip Hop, where you can see that stuff on a daily basis.
You don't see a good knife fight too often.
No, not anymore. What I want to see is a movie where they're stuck on an island and they don't have any weapons and people are coming for them, but they're like brilliant at math. And they all end up fabricating all their weapons out of 3D printed parts.
For some reason, like I was about to say, you just described Far Cry, and I'm like, nope.
But like 3D printed like knives and stuff. And punch left, punch right, punch left, punch right, punch left, punch right. It's basically this whole movie.
Okay, I've misheard him, but I'm pretty sure he called him McFly.
McFly!
McFly, you're fired!
Yes. Konnichiwa! I'm fired. Oh.
I love it when the Japanese guy fires him. Like, oh, don't fire me. And of course, sharks.
Where's the blood? Now, question. Was this the actual gymnastics team that year?
Probably not.
My only reason for asking is, like, I could see Warner, Turner, and them having enough pull to throw them on if they were going to have coverage of, let's say, the Summer Games on TBS or something.
Or if they happened to be down there at the time.
You know what I mean? Like, I could see them actually being the real team.
I realize this is irrelevant, but where did Shannon Tweed get pants from?
Yeah, she had no pants earlier. Also, Shannon Tweed's boobs are bigger than most of the heads of the girls that are on that team.
Well, surgery can buy you the right body parts, I guess.
But they don't look huge on her until she stands next to them.
It's all about scale and perspective. Yeah.
She must be pretty tall. Because I think she's taller than some of the dudes there, too.
I think so.
But Hulk Hogan gets to keep his long hair and not put it up inside that. Wouldn't you tie it up and put it up in the hat if you're doing a Navy salute?
Yeah, you know, you'd think if you're saying goodbye to one of
your
unit
buddies. What they're wearing, aren't they Navy? Isn't that what that would be?
Yeah, that's Navy, yeah.
So why would he would never be allowed to have that long hair, not even in a ponytail at a funeral.
It doesn't matter if he's Special Forces or not.
Yeah, like, it's not something you'd get to do unless you did, like, a... Like, if you were doing a burial in the field, you could do that, because you're there, but, like, really? No, I bet you Hulk Hogan was like, I want to keep this hair as long as I'm shooting. And he probably cried every night when it was gone. I'm surprised they only made two of these movies. I guess maybe because the second one is in 99, and WCW is pretty much dead by the end of 2000, so they probably didn't have enough time to make another one because it was tanking. Wait, thought he could see the future from reading the bubbles in a beer bottle? So they were trying to make this a movie series. They're forming a team.
Well, they've already mentioned that they've called themselves Shadow Warriors, like, I think once or twice.
Forming their own illegal government team? Is that what they're doing? Brother. Or was this going to be maybe made into a TV movie, like TV miniseries or something, or like a, this could have been an ongoing series.
See, if this was a TV show week to week and they had money, this feels like kind of awesome.
Do you know what this feels like? Late 90s, the Air America TV show with Lorenzo Lamas. It was that sort of, like, by day he pretended to have a cargo transport company, but really by night he was fighting terrorists and drug lords.
I think you showed me the intro to that once. So, what are our feelings on this movie? It wasn't as entertaining as I thought it was going to be.
Secret Agent Club was much more entertaining than this, as far as Hulk Hogan movies go. This was a standard 90s direct-to-video movie, but a lot of close-ups because they were on TV. And you got to remember that most people's TVs, even in 97, were still 20-inch tube screens. That was the standard size of TV, not 32, not, you know, anything bigger than that. It was 20-inch. Mm-hmm. So a 20-inch screen to us now looks tiny. So they had to have everything so shot so close up so you could actually make out what was happening.
Yeah. So if you want to find this movie, I'm sure you can find it on YouTube, as we mentioned off the beginning of this.
We'll put some,
however, though,
we'll
that being
links
said,
in there, yeah.
You can find this on eBay. If you want to buy this movie, you can. And it's going to run you anywhere between $12 to $25, depending.
And you think of shipping. Basically, figure on $30 to $35, including shipping, to get the video. And also keep in mind, you got to have a VHS machine for that.
Yeah, the movie is available on DVD, but I think it may only be PAL region.
If you have an all-region player, you want to track it down, you can pick that up. Now, the runtime will be a little different on that.
Yeah, so you'll have to do a little bit of finagling with the syncing. So, until next time, we've been
Alex,
Mike the Birdman Dodd is saying, live free or die hard, and don't fuck with Billy Blanks.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow, that's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Johnny got a toy golf set when he was three, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.